Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Good evening and welcome to Hope is Alive. Good evening, Brother Ralph.
Good evening. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it.
Amen. Amen to that. And good evening, Pastor Cox.
Well, good evening, both of you. Richard, Ralph, blessings from Oklahoma.
Well, looking forward to a great broadcast, and I know we've got a couple callers. I'll let you know when they call in, and I hope you guys are a little warmer than we are. We've got a little frost on the window frame. It's about 3 degrees outside with a 11 below wind chill, and not quite the 56 that the Midwest was getting last week, but that's chilly any way you look at it. But anyway, looking forward to a good broadcast.
All right. Well, thank you, Richard. And we do welcome you all to Hope is Alive, the broadcast about testimony. And what is the testimony? Those who are set free by Jesus, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We do thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Ralph, and of course, as always, I'm here with Pastor Cox. And if you have any questions regarding deliverance, you can always go to deliveranceusa.com. That website is set up for not only as a tool. It's set up as a tool. Not only it has all the prayers and all the things that we talk about here each week. It has testimonies, it has training, it has self-deliverance, and it's all there. Again, that's deliveranceusa.com. Or you can get the book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, by Pastor Cox. You can obtain that by calling Richard at 307-742-7582. And, Pastor, it's great to be back on the air.
Yes, it is. And a cool 36 here in Oklahoma. But I'm happy we're further south, as Richard talks about it up in Wyoming there.
Yes, last week we went from freezing temperatures, hanging around right around zero, to 70 degrees in about 2 days. And we've had some warm weather. We even talk about some possible tornadoes in this area because of a warm front and a cold front. But I'm all prayed up, so I'm not worried about that. But I got a little bit of interesting testimony I want to give. I was pulling in. I was working here in town, and I pulled into one of my customers, and sitting right out there was a lady I've witnessed Deliverance too many times. Somebody I went to school with, known her since we were about 8 or 9 years old, and she definitely needs deliverance. But she was with her her sponsor. Right now, she's been living in a battered woman's home, and I witnessed deliverance to her friend, her sponsor. And she wants to set up an appointment to go through. I'm hoping that she's listening to the broadcast or going to definitely listen to the archives. But I was just thinking and rejoicing, thank you, Lord, that I witnessed. Because imagine, Pastor, if I can take somebody who works with women like this, take them through deliverance, show them the process, how many women they could set free.
Yes, yes, so true. You can bet they need it.
Yes. And she also has a ministry where she goes up into the areas where there's prostitution in Springfield, and we're talking about the sex trafficking, the sex slaves. I don't know how she's able to do it. I imagine it's the Holy Spirit getting her in there, but she said that the pimps will actually let her in, and they go in and they witness to a lot of the prostitutes up there. So I just when she told me that, I was just amazed that she can get through. Actually, I wasn't amazed. Because I know through Jesus you can do anything. But she was just engrossed in what I had to tell her. I sat there and visited with them for about 45 minutes and gave her my contact information. So I'm going to hope and faith that that she'll contact me, go through deliverance herself, that she'll get trained in deliverance. And well, I would be more than happy to help her with that and see if we can't set some people free, some more people free here in the Ozarks. So that really encouraged me today. Because I haven't seen this lady in a long time, and she definitely needs it too. I did encourage her with a private message just a few minutes before I came on the air to get in touch with me. So I'm hoping that they will, because they need it. There's a lot of people in this world that believe in Jesus. They've come to Jesus, yet they're still tormented by so many things, especially from the past, and most of it is, I think, they're dealing with the guilt of the things they've done.
And just think how that can multiply out, Ralph,
yeah.
Just one person sharing with others and no share, it networks on out. That's exactly what Jesus did with his 12, and look how big it is today.
Yes.
So
yeah.
It's any one person can do a lot more than they think.
They can. And that's what I was trying to explain to her, because she saw me. She was like, oh, my God, she come up and hugged me. And she says, you don't understand, this man, and she was lifting me up. And I said, no, wait a second. You've got the same authority I have. and trying to explain that to people, that the only difference between me and the layman is I've heard of it. The average
yeah.
Christian, I've heard of it, and I've been taught how to use that authority. The authority is the same. I don't have any more
yes.
than they do, and they don't have any more than I do, and we're trying to show them that. But a great testimony on this, and I had forgotten about this. This was about a year and a half ago. I just felt this urge from the Holy Spirit to reach out to her and give her some words. And I don't even remember what they were, but I remember doing it. And she said that saved her life. She said she was at the point of was thinking about ending it all. And when that message came through to her, she just kept going over and over. You just don't understand, Ralph. That saved my life. And
yeah, she knew she needed more.
Yes, she knew she needed more. And I kept giving the glory to the Holy Spirit, not me. I said, I'm just a willing vessel. That's all I am. And but anyway, I just wanted to put that out there, not as a pat on my back, but hopefully encourage people out there that if you ever get that urge from the Holy Spirit to give words to somebody, do it, because you never know what's going on right there with it. And I don't remember all the details. I remember doing it, but I don't remember what I said, what I gave her, or anything. But she did, because she just kept going on and on about it. So, and I do know she listens to the broadcast, because she'll message me once in a while that she does. And so if you're out there, I hope you're I won't say your name, so not to embarrass you, but I do really hope and pray that you go through deliverance, and so is your friend, and be able to teach y'all, because they will be powerful tools, and they'll reach people that I'll never be able to reach.
Amen. Praise God.
It is. Praise
well,
God.
We had,
I was about to ask you, how'd Monday go?
Well, we had 20 cases and a minister for each. It was a great evening. People from all over the state. And we started, of course, with the teaching and all at 5:30. Got into ministry after the preliminaries and around 8 o'clock. And most everybody was through by around 10:30. So it was a great evening. I had a very interesting deliverance yesterday with a three-year-old. A three-year-old young man that his grandparents have him. The mother was in the drugs and apparently still is. And this little guy, they brought him into the office yesterday at 2 o'clock, and he was like a wild animal. I mean, he was biting, he was scratching, he bit the grandfather's arm. He was reaching out, trying to grab anything he could, and it took both of them to hold him. As I moved into ministry, it was wild. And they had both come Monday night, as I had requested. You know, we've seen over and over when whoever has the spiritual authority over the child, if they will get deliverance first, often that, you know, the child being under their spiritual authority, amazing things happen. Well, at least we prepared the way. And so I couldn't, of course, do the usual steps. You don't do that with young children. You just plow right in there after the likely spirits in Jesus' name commanding them to come out. I had the problem list in front of me and just went through it. The man, while he was wiggling and fighting and they holding him, I went through the list, you know, whatever I thought might be a possible spirit. And about three-quarters of the way through, he calmed down a couple times. Then he fired back up. But as I got down toward the end, and especially when I said, now, the real Blake, that's his name, come up and stay. Real Blake. He got really still. And I think it prayed some more, winding up. And then, much to my amazement and the amazement of his grandparents, the little guy climbs down from his grandmother's lap, comes over and climbs up in my lap and puts his head on my shoulder. Wow.
That's awesome.
Now, I was amazed as anybody, you know. And when they walked out, he was holding his grandmother's hand. And I checked with her this morning. He had a wonderful night, which he hasn't had. He was waking up all the time and tormented. He's had nightmares. He had a wonderful night. Slept a good 8 hours. And he had the best day he's had ever, from what she said. So, hallelujah. That's our Jesus.
Hallelujah. Well, that's a common testimony about the sleep.
I got a case tomorrow that's a seizure case. She's been having seizures as often as 20 minutes. Can't go to school. She's 13 years old. And just stand in agreement with me that that will go well. They're coming to the ministry office, the mother and the 13-year-old. And understand that she has tumors in her, around her brain, so I'm going to be cursing those, commanding those tumors to dissipate, just as Jesus did with the fig tree, and commanding any related spirits to go. We're going to believe for success. We actually have seen many, many set free from seizures through the years. I have a whole CD on just seizure cases in the interview off my radio show in the past, and we put them all together on one CD. I had six or seven on there of seizure cases. So, praise God, we're believing for victory with her tomorrow as well.
Yeah, I believe it too. You know, it seems to be somewhere in the gospel I read a case, seizure case.
That's it.
About a boy, a seizure case, about a boy that would get thrown into the fire. His seizures would take
exactly.
And throw him into the fire. And I like whenever I see they try to do the scientific explanation of the gospels. and how they will call, you know, well, this person was obviously this or this or this, but what they failed to mention was the spirit came out and there was no more seizures.
Yeah, exactly.
Praise God on that. Yep. Pastor Fernando is with us. Fernando, thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hi, Fernando. Excited you called in tonight. Anxious for you to share your testimony. If you could, Ralph's on here with me, and if you could go ahead and give some history on yourself first and when you were born again and how you learned about deliverance and then anything you'd like to share and experiences in the deliverance area.
Yes, sir. So I'm 21. My name is Fernando. I got born again, like legitimate born again, maybe like a year ago. But I realized that I had some things that I still needed to work on spiritually. And I came across Deliverance Ministry through someone really close to me that I know. And I went the first time, and it was really good. I felt the presence of God. I felt His peace. I felt a burden lift off me. And I went a second time because I thought there was a couple things that I had already I thought I got rid of, and it turned out that I didn't. But Deliverance Ministry is really, it's really powerful. They walk in the spirit realm. And that's what I hunger for. Just to walk in His presence, yeah. just to live, just in constant aware of God and, His glory.
So, Fernando, were there some specific things you came for ministry to get rid of that you're comfortable in sharing?
Yeah, it was really lust, which is typical, yeah, it was just really lust and just like just things that I went through as a child. Like I was abused as a child, and I didn't realize that really affected me in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my stepdad, he would tell me to kill myself, and I'm, and that didn't affect me. It was just, I didn't realize that I was being verbally abused, which I don't think that's but one of my major ones that I really, I'm going to be lucid and really vulnerable on here is something that I'm not really open about, but so when I was a kid, I had seen my parents, you know, or my mom and my stepdad having sexual interactions, and because I used to sleep in the room with them, and I remember waking up one night to just that, and that really ruined. I didn't realize that was how a door just got opened with all the sexual stuff, and
mm-hmm.
It went from there to me not realizing as a young kid, you know, I was like, you know, I knew that it was wrong, but at the same time, I was just like, I could feel I don't know. I could just feel like I knew it was bad, but I just for some reason I had like that desire at the same time. Like, and I was a kid, you know, I didn't know, and so I remember doing just trying to do stuff with my one of my little sisters, and that. And I mean, I regret it now that I know, and I got delivered from that. That was one of the biggest things that I didn't realize that I needed to be delivered from. Where that was the root of just everything that has been anything with just sexual.
Fernando, did you find out the door? In the inner healing, did you Jesus take you back to the root of that? Is that how you got on to
it? Yes, sir.
Inner healing, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's a major area of this kind of ministry is to try to find the roots or the doors where a spirit came in, do some inner healing where you give those feelings associated with it to Jesus and he supernaturally takes them. It's awesome to observe as a minister. And that cuts those roots. Go right ahead. That's awesome how you're sharing it. This is a good good teaching for anyone in this kind of ministry.
Yeah, it's kind of. I mean, in order for me to help someone else, I'd just rather be open about it. I mean. Because, I mean, the Father set me free from that, so
praise.
I just speak about it. But
praise God.
Another thing was when I got born again, I started doing drugs, like, at the age of 17. I tried meth, and I realized that all the drugs that I was doing and the drinking, alcohol, I realized that I was doing that as a void or just something to help me forget about my childhood, kinda, and just like everything that I was going through. And when I had my encounter with the Father, it really changed my life. I was like, I thought I wasn't much of a coffee drinker. But I thought that they had put some in the coffee, because I felt like the best way I could describe it is the only reason I thought they put some in the coffee is because I've tried this drug that, made me feel like that, but it was like, it was different. So I was like, what is this? You know, cause I was so used to, doing drugs, that I was like, they put some in this coffee, it's just different. And so I was like overthinking it, and it eventually, I realized that it was Holy Spirit, because every time I would talk about what had happened in the room, I was like, I would feel the Holy Spirit come on me, but the Father has really, he's changed my life. I used to be really skeptic too. I was like, why do people go to the church and listen to some guy speak from a book that they probably don't even read? And so I had my own encounters until I started experiencing and until I started getting rooted in him and in the Word. And my whole perspective just changed. Because, I mean, I didn't grow up with the Father, so to me, I was like, wow, I got a good Father. Teaching me, and so, yeah, the Lord has changed my life in a whole year.
Praise God. Fernando, when you were ministered to, did you feel the spirits coming out? What, anything go on there?
I would say yes, because after I got ministered to, I would still like a weight just lift off of me. And I was transformed. Like I left there with out of peace. Just knowing that I felt like the Lord, you know, he just took off that weight, that burden that I had, that I was carrying.
Praise God. That's so awesome. Wow. So, you came through deliverance twice, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And did you get the baptism of the Holy Spirit as well?
Yes, sir.
By speaking in tongues, praise God.
Yes, well, sir. Amen.
It's pretty clear you got a Jesus overhaul, Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
You got a great overhaul, and you're on track now to live life abundant that Jesus said he brought for us. And also, by what you're learning, you're going through the training now, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
And become a deliverance minister, and you know how that works is that you'll be able to minister to certain people that I wouldn't be as good at ministering to, and so on. And there's nothing more fulfilling. You said how you felt lighter. That's typical of most people after ministry. But also, you'll have this wonderful high, spiritual high, that as you minister to people, it's a fulfillment that I never got anywhere else in the business world and all, but it sure comes with ministering to someone else. You know that scripture in Revelation 12:11, where we're overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and of course, mm-hmm. you're going to be on a high as we finish up on your interview.
Yeah.
High after high. It's continuous highs, praise God.
Amen. That's
awesome.
One thing I realized too, that there's no high like the Most High.
Yes. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to share that you've seen yourself or experienced?
It's a process. I mean, because when every day, I mean, his mercy, his grace and his mercy is new every morning, every day. So I realize that once I wake up, it's a continual fight to read the word, just to mm-hmm. spend time with him, to acknowledge him, to be a better witness of the gospel, and to truly live it out. And just help people that think that were just like me. They didn't think God was real. They just knew God. People talk about God. People like to quote scripture. But I realized that not many people like the deliverance ministry actually live out the gospel the way God intended for it. He created it the way he created it, you know. And I met a guy there at the deliverance. A man of God there at the deliverance ministry, he told me, he's like, I interact with angels on a daily basis. And I'm like, wow. If I go to a average church around my area, I won't find that people, you know, have daily encounters with the angels. But I know that just being deeply rooted in the Lord and seeking him daily. Because, I mean, it's not easy, because if it were easy, I actually heard this other man of God say that anyone can serve the devil, but it takes a man or a woman to serve God, and I choose to be that man.
Yes. Hallelujah. Well, that's awesome. Winding up, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the listeners about deliverance that comes to you?
It's the real deal. If people are really truly looking for deliverance and not a counterfeit deliverance, I'd go to deliverance ministry, and really get delivered from whatever it is, you want to be delivered from, whether it's alcohol or, you know, everyone has their own, you know, personal things that they're going through. But the deliverance ministry is not a counterfeit. It's true. It's the real deal. It's the gospel. They really want to help you get set free and out of bondage and break chains and truly be, truly disciple you and just to, and equip you. So they'll help you.
Well, thank you, brother. Sure appreciate, Fernando, you calling in tonight and sharing. That was a great testimony, and that will encourage many others. And I look forward to seeing you at the next training session there at Deliverance Ministries.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you. praise God.
Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, you ever think about how your life would have been different if someone had shared it when you were as young as 21?
Oh, my. Yeah. I didn't get into this until age 44, so a lot of years went by there. I was born again when I was 13, but I never grew much because I was always so busy doing things, not bad things, just busy with the world's activities. And it wasn't until, you know, I had a tragedy in my life and nothing was helping me, and someone, a couple of pastors, a friend of mine, sent them over to pray with me, and they said, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the speaking in tongues. I received that, and this horrible pain and agony that I had in the middle of me was pushed away, and then that was all I was looking for, but then I discovered I had this hunger for the Word.
You got a whole lot more than what you were looking for.
The Holy Spirit comes in a package. It's clear.
Yeah, and, he does.
And it's a baptism for service. So that's what ultimately led to what we're talking about tonight here, and when I formed Deliverance Ministries, Inc.
It does. And I sit back and think, you know, the lady asked me today, she goes, you ever sit back and think about how things are so much different than they were in your life 3 or 4 years ago? She hadn't been born again very long. And I kind of laughed, and I said, oh, yeah, it crosses my mind. Because there was a time in my life I would have just said, hey, how you doing, and walked on. And I just had this complete joy came over me that, oh, great, I get to share with somebody.
Yeah.
and it's amazing how it just flows out of you. It's not even a question of what am I going to say. It's just when you get that opportunity, and basically I kind of look at the Holy Spirit just takes over, and he just it just flows out of you. And that was something at the time. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Excellent.
And at the time, I didn't, nothing really came to my mind when I said that. I was like, oh, yeah, things would be a lot different, that's all I said. But as the day went on, I started thinking about just how much different that I am, even from being born again. Because that's something I shared with her. I said, you know, when we're born again, of course, we're saved. As far as if we were to die, we go to heaven. I said, but Jesus came to save us from so much more than just that. And I said, he came to save us from our sins, to save us from our sicknesses, and to save us from the hand of those who hate us. And I said, you know, think about that. That means there's somebody out there that hates us. And who do you think that is? I said, it's the Antichrist. It's the world. There's so much that comes against us, and Jesus comes to save us from it. And you know, it is a good reward to die and go to heaven. But that's not a whole lot of peace for someone who's going through such torment right now, and they hear these things. You know, they hear these things. They hear about how there's that hope, and they want that hope, but they're not having that freedom and that liberty. It's there. Did we lose Pastor?
No, I'm here.
Okay, I heard a beep, so I thought maybe I lost you. But you know, it's just the gospel is so much more than you're saved, you die, and you go to heaven. I mean, there's so much more to this.
Oh yes.
Then that's there, yes. And there's life and life abundantly, and the Great Commission and how we're to go out, and it's just a joy to get to share that with somebody, because you see when they're receiving it, and they're receiving it, and they sense that, you know, one of them kept saying this is divine appointment, this is a divine appointment, it's divine appointment. I can't believe you just pulled up. So,
yeah.
But, you know, all I said is, I'm ready in season and out of season. And that's just so important to be that way, because you never know when that appointment does come. And I often pray, Lord, send me divine appointments. I often pray that.
Yes, and he certainly does it. Yeah.
It's a natural
thing to witness, though. It's just inside. It's mm-hmm. like we mentioned, Acts 1:8, you shall witness to the othermost parts of the earth, even. And that's what we all find ourselves doing. Well, we have something to share, praise God.
We do. We do. And
yes.
it's hope. And that's what it is. It's hope. And I'm just thrilled because, I was born again in 2005. And I did see a difference in my life. There was a difference in my life. And as I was telling today, I said there was a difference, but I still was witnessing all these things, seeing all these things, and I knew I had power and authority, and I could make them go away temporarily, but I couldn't understand why they came back. I couldn't understand why I still had those desires, why I still had those thoughts. And then, of course, learning this part of the ministry, once you have the spirit cast out, it's fairly easy to keep the flesh in check, because you don't have that whisper all the time, that whisper behind
yes.
the ear, and trying to convince you and lie to you. And if it does come, you recognize real easy what it is. You just, you know, perish the thought and it goes away. And I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful that I start thinking about Pastor is I know your friend Lindsay shared with you, but someone had to share with him, and then someone had to share with him. And someone had to share with him, so I often wonder how far back it goes, because someone had to share to get to this point, and I'm just thankful for all those people who shared with somebody.
Yes, so true, and I often have thought, oh, what if somebody hadn't shared with me? How sad it would have been.
Yes,
you know. Well, I'm trying to text a lady that's supposed to be calling in here.
Okay.
If you could talk just a little bit here while I put the numbers in.
I will go right ahead. And I do think back, just get some more testimony here of myself, is where I would be today. I certainly wouldn't be here on the radio testifying and helping others. I wouldn't have helped the people that I've helped over the last couple years. I'm convinced right now I wouldn't even be married if I hadn't gone through deliverance. My marriage is stronger. I was taught how to forgive, and I honestly can say that I now know what forgiveness is. And before I used to think I knew, but I now know. And that was something I witnessed to those ladies today about forgiving. And I could sense there was some real forgiveness issues, because one of them flat out said, yeah, I struggle with it. But I shared with them about how you can speak the word, and part of speaking that word is saying, well, I forgive Bob. And not only do you forgive Bob, you bless Bob or Sue. And when you say it, you may not believe it, but as you speak it, you're doing just like the word says. You're basically speaking something into existence. And there's so much power in our words. Just like when the apostles asked Jesus how to pray, he says, say. So when you say, you speak that the positive, you speak that blessing, because you can choose life or you can choose death. And I would assume having the fruit that came out of my mouth be life for myself and not death. Because the forgiveness is a torment, and the only person that holds in bondage is yourself. So, it's really encouraging. And ever since I've gone through deliverance, I've had that boldness that's never been there. And I just get an absolute thrill when I have this opportunity to share with somebody. And it was, I think I sat there with 45 minutes, put off my business, and was doing the Father's business for 45 minutes. And I didn't even worry. I didn't even worry about if I was going to get the rest of the day done, because I knew that if I do and put forth the kingdom first, everything else will fall in the hand. And exactly, I was still able to get to all my customers. Even there for a little bit, I started to get a little worried, and I did what Pastor Peters often taught us. I redeemed time. And sure enough, I had enough time to get to everybody I needed to. I had a above-average day in my business, be able to come home and spend some time with my wife and children. And well, this is my children. My wife's at work right now. And had all the time in the world to get some dinner and sit down and relax, read my Bible, and before I come on. So that is fantastic.
Ralph.
Joy. Joy.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Joy. Great. Joy was planning to call in next week, but since our caller hasn't called in, she was listening, and she just texted me. So here she is to fill in for the other one. So Joy's way up there in Nashville. So, Joy, go ahead and give history on yourself and when you were born again, and then how you learned about deliverance, and then whatever you'd like to share and your experience in it.
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, awesome. We've had some problems with our phone service. I came to the Church of Christ at a very early, around 11, 10 or 11 years old, 12. And I was really at that time, had a sincere, even though I was young, I had a sincere desire to, to find God and to read the Word. And I was baptized in, and just had several experiences that, were very good. I went to church camp and all of that, but somehow I just felt like there was something missing. And anyway, fast forward years later, I had pretty much decided that God hated me, and there was no way I was going to heaven. Then I got back into, I got really into alcoholism, and had a really kind of a wild party life for a while, and then I decided to get sober, which actually got me back in touch with, prayer and seeking God again. And then a few weeks ago, I went to Deliverance Ministry and see what that was all about. And I'll tell you what, I've been stuck in a rut for a long time, and it was really eye-opening and uplifting. It was a great experience, and I hope I'll be able to, come back soon there. And I've done the things online. I'm really enjoying that. And I'm just learning. I feel like I'm just beginning again. So that's kind of where I am.
Well, yeah. I know you received what I often call the Jesus overhaul, Joy. It's always fun to see the Lord and the Holy Spirit change a person's life and give them relief over many things of the past. Well, can you remember some of the things that you're comfortable in sharing about your deliverance? Did you feel these spirits come out, or what went on?
Yes, I did. I was very surprised. I liked the list that we had, problem areas that I received to go through and kind of check, you know, the areas in my life where I was having problems. Some were one with infirmities. I had some physical things that were going on, and also was having problems with, like, procrastination and, you know, fear, being fearful. and so during this deliverance, during this healing, apparently, you know, we're able to identify, like, a head demon, and it's, you know, cohorts that were, like, apparently have been hanging around for a long time with me. And through prayer and, you know, laying on the hands and just that healing work that you do there, I got a lot of relief. I got a lot of relief. And I'm still, you know, learning, still learning. I'm kind of a slow learner. And it was just, it was amazing, you know. I really, because I was in Oklahoma to visit, and so it really didn't set in until I got back home a couple of weeks ago. And I'm kind of in a transitional period where, you know, I'm trying to figure out what changed. I have changing jobs, and I'm in the middle of that period where it's kind of like, you know, keep praying and do the next right thing. And the other night, when I texted you, I was in the kitchen, and I had been in fear for two whole days, just on me, and the thought occurred to me, why don't you, you know, try this, casting out the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus? And I said, why not? So, you know, I said a prayer, and then I cast the demon, like, you know, said, in Jesus' name, spirit of fear, I cast you out. And I just got immediate relief. You know, it's like I felt the peace of God come on me. And I was like, is this really happening? And so
that's
I had to
cool.
text you ever just to get, you know, some affirmation that I was, you know, doing the right thing. And because I'm really new to this, so I'm just learning.
Well, you did exactly the right thing, and you have the power as well in Jesus' name, as Christians do. We have been commissioned to cast out demons in His name, in the name of Jesus, and that's exactly what you did. If only more Christians could get hold of that. Most Christians don't have any idea. I was the same way up until age 44, but there's so many like that. Well, that's cool. Well, tell me this. Were you surprised when that head demon actually spoke out of your mouth?
Yes, it was very surprising. I had never really been through anything like that. It's like I was aware, you know, of myself, but I also could feel that there was a presence there in me. And during that healing that I did there in Oklahoma City, it was I don't know how to explain. It was very strange, and but I am so glad that I went through that. And
and that head demon.
I hope I can help other people.
Yes. That head demon disclosed the top 10 lies that was speaking into your head, and it said, well, you realized you were hearing it when I visited with you later after the service ministry, that you could hear those in your head from time to time, some of those lies.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
It's an amazing thing, and all Christians seem to have that going on, where the enemy is trying to lie into our heads. And I've actually had demons tell me that they had a hard time with certain people with their lies because the person was standing on the word too much, the truth of the word. I've had demons tell me that. So,
my goodness.
You know, when we're... And so the lesson being, the stronger we are on the Word, the Bible, and who we are in it, in Jesus, the less we'll tend to buy those negative lies when the enemy pushes them into our heads. And then what was also cool, the head demon disclosed your God-given gifts. Were you surprised about that?
I was very surprised about that, and I was so grateful to be able to, you know, have that revealed to me. Some of them I knew, but to have that, to realize that that demon had been, you know, suppressing those gifts, and kind of tricking me to keep me from actually, you know, procrastinating. To keep me from actually using those gifts, you know, to the extent that I would like to. That was just a huge revelation for me, and what a huge healing. And I can only say, like, this was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess, that we did this. But things have shifted for me. You know, I've been playing music. I've been... using those gifts that we talked about, but the music was a real big thing for me. And I've been able to share a little bit about, you know, my experience, and I have another couple of people that want to come to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you can do it online, but they really want to go to Oklahoma City with me and go through this, so it's pretty exciting.
There are people certainly that are looking for help. They don't know where to go, and there's so few doing this works of Jesus that we're supposed to be doing. It's rather amazing. I've had people call and say, no one's doing this in our state. You know, every church ought to be doing it. Of course, that's what Jesus meant by the commands that he gave us, but just not many have come up to it. Well, gosh, that's really exciting, Joy. I knew you got a Jesus overhaul, of course, because there was no way you wouldn't be better with all that went on there. Do you remember the name of the head demon? I don't remember it now.
It started with an M, but I can't remember it.
Okay. It'd been on that yellow pad sheet I gave you, but that's okay. I couldn't remember what it was. Well, very good. Well, hold on to your hat.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm just going to say, hold on to your hat. High adventure is ahead. And those gifts that the demon admitted it was blocking your gifts. I asked it that, you know, are you blocking these gifts? You know, is this why you fought her so hard? And it admitted yes. So... those gifts have got to be right at the surface for you now to utilize.
Well, you know, they really are. And I had read that, you know, verse so many times of the parable of the talents, and I would be like, why can't I, you know, get this? Why can't I get this? It was like I was blocked in every area, you know, every gift. And, what a blessing.
Who?
What a blessing.
Yeah, guess who was blocking? Well, we're out of time, Joy. Thank you so much for filling in here. This was kind of a fast adjustment, but it worked
yes,
out
it was.
Good. And thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Blessings to you.
Thank you, Joy, for coming on in such short notice. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. God bless you.
Well, another couple of good testimonies out of the way, Pastor.
Amen. 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 The Holy Spirit coordinates us. Hallelujah.
He does. And, of course, that website that Joy was talking about is at deliveranceusa.com. You don't have to drive all the way to Oklahoma City if you certainly have the means to get there. Pastor and his group will be welcoming with open arms. But deliveranceusa.com or Pastor's book, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus, you can obtain that by going calling Richard at the office at 307-742-7582. And we have another round of testimonies notched on our belt. We do thank everybody for joining us this evening. We'll see you all next week. God bless and have a great evening.
Good night, everyone.